Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And sadly, we're going to Texas. The enormity of what happened down there in Uvalde, Texas, a town of 16,000 people, 75 miles north of the Mexican border, about 80 miles west of San Antonio. Sleepy little town, good town. Turns out that 19 youngsters were gunned down and killed by this monster. 19 youngsters, after he'd shot his grandmother in the face, bought an AR-15 on his 18th birthday and bought another one 3 days later, posted them on social media, and then just before he went in to the school, posted, "I am going to shoot up an elementary school." Well, the fallout of that reverberates. And I'll tell you something. This one is not going to go away. The father of one of the Parkland victims, remember the Parkland school in Florida, high school, where a guy went in and killed a bunch of kids? Well, the father of one of the girls there, his daughter was killed in that school. Fred Gutenberg has been an outspoken advocate of changing the gun laws in this state to keep semi-automatics like that away from young people. And he came out in an interview yesterday and said about Ted Cruz of Texas, the senator, and Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, quote, "You are as low of a human being as can be. You are as low of a human being as can be." And he was right on. He was absolutely right on. What Cruz and Abbott have said and done is despicable, and it's also typical of, I think, everyone in the Republican Party leadership in the Senate, including Moscow Mitch. There's an NRA convention in Houston in a couple of days. The NRA. And they're going to get up there. And, you know, when they talk about a shooting, look at their faces. Turn off the sound and look at their faces. Their faces almost look pleased. And what do I mean by that? Is there a trace of sadism in them? I don't know. I haven't met these people personally. But Ted Cruz is a sociopath. And when Ted Cruz was asked about it, he just clicked into robot mode. It's like somebody turned a switch on him and they were asking him about tariffs with China. Or they were asking him about oil wells being drilled offshore. And without a hint of emotion or even interest, he said, "Well, problem isn't guns, the problem is mental illness. If mentally ill people weren't mentally ill, if we could cure them, they wouldn't do it." What he overlooks, well, he's not overlooking it, this is deliberate, is that there are mentally ill people all around the world and in proportion of population. So obviously the United States has more mentally ill people than, say, Bulgaria. On the other hand, China and India have many more mentally ill people than we do. It's all based on population. But they have very, very few gun deaths in these countries, anywhere in the world. And they certainly don't have people going to schools murdering little ones. In this case, they murdered fourth graders. So they were, what is that, 10? Yeah, 10. You know, at Sandy Hook in Connecticut 10 years ago, murdered first graders. Is what, 6 or 7? Just gunned them down. They were sitting there. No, the answer is you cannot let people who are mentally ill, or frankly, anybody under 21, have access to a semi-automatic weapon or buy it. This would be a start. The Brady bill is there. It's passed the House. Biden wants it to sign. Senate is blocking it, not because it doesn't have a majority. It does have a majority, but it doesn't have 60 votes. There are enough sociopaths in the Republican caucus to block that. And Moscow Mitch insists on the filibuster. Now, an odd quirk of the Senate is that the majority can eliminate the filibuster, which takes 60 votes, and a majority is only 50 plus Kamala Harris. So obviously, I say, and everybody says to Schumer, all right, get the Dems together and eliminate the filibuster. And if you want to be sly about it, you want to be tricky about it, say we're not going to eliminate it for everything. Moscow Mitch eliminated it for Supreme Court appointments and cabinet appointments. Moscow Mitch did that. And there was no howl that, oh, you did that. Just do it for two bills, voting rights and the Brady Bill. Okay? So voting rights, you would federalize federal elections. They're federal elections. Why do you have states deciding who can vote and who can't in a federal election? The federal people should do that. The Congress should do that. And the Congress has a majority, and the polls in Arizona and in West Virginia, and I'm picking them because of Sinema and Manchin, 2/3 or more on voting rights and 90% on the Brady Bill. So why don't you do that? And then pass these, and the Brady Bill would then say, everybody has to pass a background check before they buy a gun, number one. And right now, it's only true of brick and mortar gun stores, but there are online sales, straw man sales, and there are sales in parking lots in gun shows. Guy shows up in a raincoat and he goes, here, look at all these semi-automatics I have. They're sort of like machine guns. And you want to buy one, kid? Hey, how old are you? Kid says, I'm 18. He says, you only look like you're 13. Well, you know, I'm a slow grower. Okay, here it is. Here it is. He gives him money that he stole somewhere. I mean, this is how this is going. This is how this is going. And guns are being sold online that just don't have any registration numbers, any kind of number. Nobody knows where it came from. So the Brady Bill would put an end to that. Background checks, number one. When Trump got in, there was a law that said that mentally ill people couldn't buy guns. He got rid of that law immediately. He got rid of it and boasted about it. And he said, well, you know, there aren't that many mentally ill people, and this is just too overbroad. That's right. I mean, the Brady Bill would have a red flag law. You have a son or a daughter, or you have a relative or a friend who is talking about shooting up a school and is mentally ill. You go to a judge and you say, take away his guns. And the judge says, okay, I'm not going to do this casually. Show me your evidence. And then you take it away from crazy people. Brady Bill also would have people on the no-fly list couldn't buy guns. Why should we have an Islamic terrorist buy a gun? You know, why should we have a Nazi buy a gun? The truth of the matter is that it's the Republican Party that says people on the no-fly list should have guns. The Republican Party is saying that. Republican Party is saying that. So what Cruz and Abbott simply say, without a hint of emotion. Abbott tried to muster some emotion. He has squinty little eyes. He squinted his eyes to look like he was thinking. And that's a joke. I mean, he hasn't thought in, you know, 50 years. He does what he's told. But the two of them are talking about the gunning down of 10-year-olds. 10-year-olds. And they're the cutest little kids. I don't know if you saw pictures of them, but they were good kids. And their parents were so distraught. And they're talking about that and two teachers who are in the same classroom. One was had taught for 22 years, the other one for something like 17 years. And they were in there and they tried to use their bodies to protect the kids, to protect the kids. And then they got killed, of course. They got killed, of course. They got shot. They got shot. I'm angry they're thinking about this. And there is another thing I've got to say. The police down there didn't do their job. The police had responded right as the guy got in. If these were Navy SEALs going into an ISIS headquarters, which is what they should be thinking of doing, they go in right away. They stood around because they were afraid of being shot themselves. So they all stood there going, well, we've contained him. And he's in there. They can hear the gunshots. And he kills 19 kids and two teachers. Finally, well, and I'll tell you what, forget finally. One of the officers was there, was just a security guy. And he said in retrospect, I was saying, why aren't you guys going in? I'll go in. And they wouldn't let him go in. And then what happened is finally a Border Patrol guy goes in and shoot him after he'd killed 19 kids and two teachers. Why didn't they go in right away? They didn't go in right away. And the same thing happened in Florida because they're afraid of being shot themselves. You have got to train these guys better. And if there are guys that are afraid to go in, get them out of there, make them traffic cops. And then what they do is find another way to get in. The FBI did this in that synagogue, if you remember, where they went in, you go in a different door and you crawl along the floor and you have, black clothing on. And then the minute you see him, you gun him down like a sniper. They were afraid to go in. All these Texas guys swaggering around outside. Disgusting, absolutely disgusting. And now these clowns will get together at the NRA convention and say, we got to address mental illness. We need the Brady Bill passed, and you've got to hold senators' feet to the fire. Going to break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. The gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.